And this is The Record on KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm, in for Bill Radke. Let's take you now to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, where yesterday things descended into pandemonium.
Those in favor of the rules package will say aye. Those opposed shall say no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
That was a voice vote on whether to adopt the rules set out for the convention. And usually it's just a formality. This time, anti-Trump delegates staged a rebellion. They called to change the rules in a push to derail Trump's nomination. Washington state delegates joined that rebellion, but as you just heard, the rebellion failed. Eric Miner is a delegate from Gig Harbor. He wanted to replace the voice vote with a different kind of vote, a roll call vote, where each of the nearly 2,500 delegates would be called by name and would individually vote yay or nay. Miner thought a roll call vote would more accurately reveal whether everyone supported the convention rules. He told KUOW's David Hyde one word entered his head when that effort failed.
Fraud. It was a complete travesty. In the rules, there are provisions for the delegates to demand a roll call vote if they complete some certain procedures. If they have seven states that have a majority of delegates sign a petition asking for a roll call vote. We got more than that. We got nine. And the logistics to make that happen were incredible. We all arrived in town Sunday night. We all scattered out with these petitions to try to get signatures on them. Nine states had a majority of signatures just asking for one simple thing. That we record an honest vote, that the RNC record a vote on whether or not we're going to accept the rules package out of the Rules Committee. It's a simple, fundamental thing in America to actually record an honest vote, and they refused to do it.
Washington State GOP Chairman Susan Hutchinson, just a minute ago, speaking at the morning breakfast here, I spoke with her last night. She said, look, at this point, it's time to unite. It's time to move on. What do you think?
No. I'm not going to be quiet about what happened last night. I haven't had a chance to follow up with a lot of the other people that were part of several different coalitions that were asking for the roll call vote. There's no way that I'm going to stay silent about what happened. It's the type of thing that happens in third world banana republics where Hugo Chavez or something doesn't allow a vote to be counted accurately. Absolutely unbecoming of the Republican Party.
But at this point, what can you do?
Nothing. They stole it, and then they stole it right out in the open. But I'm not going to pretend that what happened didn't happen, and I'm going to scream it loud and clear to anybody who wants to interview me that the RNC refused to let the delegates vote and be counted.
Looking ahead to November, what are you thinking at this moment?
As far as my own self, there's no chance that I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. Or I should say a very minimal chance after seeing what happened. Even before seeing what happened, I wasn't planning to do it, just as a matter of conscience. Now, I'm certainly not going to vote for Hillary Clinton either. Both are disgraceful choices. I'm not going to do either one of them. And I'll either write in some candidate or pick a third-party candidate.
One of the things that some people are concerned about with Donald Trump and others like is his outspokenness. What are your thoughts?
I love outspokenness. I'm being outspoken right now. I'm being as unpolitically correct as I can possibly be. The pressure is intense to conform, to be part of the tribe. So I admire a degree of political incorrectness. But
so even though you're not a Trump supporter, yeah. That's something you like about him?
In some respects, up to a certain point, but then he'll go over the line in a number of cases. But in general, yes, I want our Republican candidates, our legislators, our presidents, and so forth, to not be politically correct and say things as they are. And so I have a great deal of sympathy for people that like that in Donald Trump, and to a degree I do as well.
If Hillary Clinton wins, you know that other Republicans are going to say the lack of unity in the party played a role. How much responsibility will you take for that as a leader in the anti-Trump movement?
My allegiance is to America. It's not blind allegiance to the Republican Party. And if the Republican Party is going to conduct themselves this way, then they don't deserve my allegiance. That's all I can say about that. It's pretty simple.
That's Washington State Delegate Eric Miner talking with KUOW's David Hyde in Cleveland. Washington's anti-Trump delegates say even though they failed to get a roll call vote last night, this is not the end of the anti-Trump movement. What are you curious about at the convention? Send us your question at newsroom@kuow.org.